Your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holge, thanks for joining us. Well, between Facebook and Twitter and texting, we're now more connected than ever. But what has all of this technology done to the quality of our relationships? You know, the real ones, the ones where we actually have personal contact with another human being. My next guest says it has been a largely negative impact. Robert Hall is the author of the new book, This Land of Strangers, The Relationship Crisis That Imperils Home, Work, Politics, and Faith. Robert, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
So good to be with you, Michael.
So the American Sociology Review says that the average number of close friends fell by one-third in the past 20 years. Worse than that, the number of people that say they have no close friends, that has tripled. Sounds like a serious problem. Is this all technology's fault?
No, actually, technology plays a significant role. I talk about four major causes that's behind this kind of seismic shift that's going on in our society. But technology plays a significant role, and it's interesting, at a time when we've never had more friends, if you call it a verb, like on Facebook, we've never had such few close, intimate confidants that we can rely on. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting about this is the technology provides us such great potential to connect. It's just that we haven't quite seemed how to do that in the 21st century.
Well, isn't one of the reasons, though, that we had these very closely knit communities and a smaller number of intimate friends is because they were really the only option available?
Well, I think that's often the case. It's the only option available. But it also, technology gives us a choice that we didn't used to have. It used to be, in order to get informed, you had to engage or interact with someone. And now we have the option, whether it's spying someone on Facebook or going to other social media or whatever, to gain information but not be connected to the individual. And that's the big shift in technology. And now that we have this choice, many people have chosen, because it's efficient or they don't want to get involved or whatever, to have diminished human relationships.
Now, when it comes to this relationship crisis, how would you describe it? How bad has it gotten? I mean, some people would say, hey, I have my family. I care about my family. I have a good, close relationship with them. And maybe I have one or two other friends, but that's plenty for me.
You know, I think it has gotten really to a place where it's very destructive. And this seismic shift that we experience right now occurs at home, it occurs at work, it occurs in politics, and it occurs in faith. And most all of us experience it in one or two of those domains, but what has not really been done, I think, prior to my book, is take a strategic step back and say, how does this accumulate across home, work, and politics and faith? So I may have less friends at home. I may be in a large corporate environment where we're more detached at work. In my politics now, we're tribed into red state, blue state. So we're very much in kind of a fight there. And in our faith, we've become very belligerent toward those who are different. I really divide that into two categories. In home and work, we've kind of responded by flight. In politics and faith, we responded by fight.
I'm talking to Robert Hall, the author of the new book, This Land of Strangers, The Relationship Crisis That Imperils Home, Work, Politics, and Faith. Well, obviously, home is home. Everyone's on their iPad or on their laptop, but I guess they're still together in some way. But when it comes to work, it seems that the technology has been very helpful in making us more efficient. We can email. We can do all kinds of things to allow us to work faster and more effectively. Isn't that the case?
I think it is the case. And, you know, not only through the use of technology here, but outsourcing, there's a number of things that have made us very efficient. But when you look at the research, what it says is employees are less connected and loyal than they've ever been. A recent survey says 76% of our workers are kind of halfway looking for another job. And our customers, the level of defection, the rate at which they're leaving providers, is up 30% over the last few years. So we've become more efficient, but in the process, we become less committed and disloyal. And it turns out that the economies of scale that we got from the efficiency are more than set off by the diseconomies of relationship that occur with employees and with customers. So it looked, the accountants look at it, and it's looked very efficient. But when you look at overall revenue or profitability or productivity per person, that kind of thing, we're actually in a very tough position now, look, in terms of our brand.
Some would say that this really is the consequence of progress. This is just part of the process we're going through. Relationships are bound to change, and the nature of them are bound to change.
Sure.
How do we resolve this issue and expand our close friendships without unplugging and going backwards?
Well, first of all, we cannot go back. I think the big challenge is with the new technology and in an age of instantaneous communication and with larger organizations and all that we have, how do we learn in the 21st century now to use the technology and the other things that have changed in our society? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I talk about is most of the things that have caused this are advancements. There's things that have had very positive contribution. It's just that there's been unintended consequences, and we seem to be kind of running behind in figuring out how to overcome those unintended consequences.
Tell me, though, you're one of these people, one of these many people, apparently, that has no close friends. How do you go about changing that?
Well, I think first of all, in fact, I think overall there's three things I talk about in the book. And the first one is we have to recognize how crucial relationships are, and I spend a lot of time in there quantifying at home, at work, and so forth, just how productive. And I conclude in there that our single most valuable possession is our relationships. So part of it is recognizing that relationships, on any given day we can get by without, but when the wheels come off, as they invariably do, a divorce, financial problem, loss of job, whatever, that relationships are really crucial, and you can't wait till the wheels come off. So part of it is recognizing that some of our patterns that feel pretty comfortable are working against our overall best outcome, and so we have to make conscious efforts.
Now, tell me something. Then, is there something about a person that has no close friends, something about their behavior that has led them to that place?
I think there very much is, and that's not new. There's always been people who are loners. There's many of us are introverts in our natural state and whatever. The difference is it's kind of like an alcoholic who has access to too much to drink. The technology, in fact, the pathology now for the healthcare profession identifies Facebook depression as an actual pathology that's been diagnosed, and technology addiction.
A man that has his wife, his kids, and he says that is my close personal relationships. Is that enough?
Well, what we find is it's different for each person. But if, for example, men particularly tend to rely, if they're married or in a partner relationship, tend to rely more directly on that and have less friends. Well, that doesn't work too well if the spouse leaves or there's medical issues or whatever. And so the issue is to get through life, we need kind of some family and some friends and some community relationships and some at work that are very important to a productive, constructive kind of life. And if we're running by our life with less of those, there's consequences.
Now,
it's not sustainable.
One last thing. You know, there are friendships that you have from your childhood. They certainly have kind of a presence to them. Is there something about being older and trying to form friendships at that point that makes it more difficult and the quality of the relationships might not be quite as powerful?
Well, I think there's two parts of that. I think as we do get older, as a general trend, it's tougher to build new relationships. But also, we're in a time now where we can do all manner of things. We can do our banking. We do our shopping. We can converse electronically. So it's so easy now to fall back into what is really maybe most convenient or most efficient. And the unintended consequence of that is, as you get older, it's even maybe more pronounced, mm-hmm. is to run out of friends.
Well, that is something I hope none of us have to deal with, but unfortunately that is one aspect of life. But you can find out more about all these things we've been talking about by taking a look at Robert Hall's book. It's titled This Land of Strangers, The Relationship Crisis That Imperils Home, Work, Politics, and Faith. Robert, thank you so much for joining us on WILS this evening.
So good to be with you, Michael.
Now, what we're going to do, Andre, just as a heads up, I'm going to talk us out right to this this ad that we have near the end of the program. I am Michael Cohen, and I'm with my producer, Andre Holgate. By the way, for feedback, send us an email. These emails can make such a difference because it really is instructive in terms of what you find interesting, what you don't find interesting, which interviews you think we should have just skipped right over. All that information is so helpful to making a better show. Our email address is ccrecap@gmail.com, ccrecap@gmail.com. Also, as usual, all our interviews do post on our website. That is 1320. WILS.com. Today, I spoke to Bill Ballinger, editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Very insightful guy. We reviewed all the results from yesterday's primaries. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, you'll find that to be interesting. We also looked locally at some of the what's ahead for some of the local state house races. Also talked to Paul Spiegelman, author of the book Why Everyone Smiles, about what 75% of American workers find to be the worst part of their job, a horrible boss. But that's all there. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, 1320 WILS. Good night.